All right. A little bit of technical difficulties, but welcome to Live with Baldy Pal, everybody. Thanks for making the jump real quick. Sorry about that. Other than that, how's everybody doing? Rachel, how are you?
I'm so much better than I deserve. It's ridiculous. I'd have to find something to complain about, and you guys wouldn't want to hear it.
No, we don't. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. Gary, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. Dolphins are still winning, so I'm very, very happy right now.
You are sporting the fin gear.
That's exactly. Fins up.
Fins up, buddy. And our special guest for this evening, Danielle from Yard Sales and Dreams. How are you?
How is everybody? I'm doing great.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. And to those who are in the chat, thanks for making the jump once again. We got Petey over here. How are you, Petey? Thanks so much. And Junk Monkey's here. Howdy, he says. Well, howdy back to you, my friend. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Christy's here. I thought I missed it. So glad it's late. Yes, we won't get into that. I think I might have broken the internet. I'm not 100% certain here. The Pokemon Dentist. How are you, buddy? Appreciate you joining us tonight. And lots and lots of, Mr. Christopher, I will say Christopher is here. Hello. Thanks so much. Picus Resellers. Hey, everyone, it's been a while since I've been on the live. Well, thank you for making it this evening. We do appreciate you. We've got my dad here, too. He's checking in. Dad checking in. What's up, sir? Melanie's here. Man, they're just popping up in the chat, everybody. Okay, once again, we have Danielle, Yard Sales and Dreams here. Thanks for joining us. Where do you reside from, Danielle? Where are you sending your internet waves from?
The great state of Kentucky, the bluegrass state. I'm in the northern part of the state here, northern Kentucky. I live out in the rural area, and I don't know. I guess that's why I like yard sales so much. But yeah.
Are there yard sales all throughout the year there, or just a particular time?
Yeah, you've got like a five, six month. Span there, but then there's estate sales.
Yeah.
Estate sales rule the winner.
Is that what you do primarily then? I mean, clearly Yard Sales and Dreams is in your name, but do you pick anywhere else?
Yeah. I mean, we have thrift stores around we have some really great thrift stores within like a 30 mile radius. Cincinnati is about 25 minutes from here, and Lexington, Kentucky's about an hour south of me. So got a lot of different choices for thrift stores in the winter, too.
That's a good deal.
I typically don't go to thrift stores through the summertime very much, though. It's
too many yard sales, right?
Yes.
Well, if y'all have any questions for our guests, please drop them in the chat. We'll make sure to get to them as we go throughout the show. Danielle, I wanted to ask you, what got you into reselling in general? You know, what made you decide to just start flipping stuff online for a profit?
We started a long time ago. We were just, I don't even know. Me and my husband were young. It was 2004. We weren't even married yet. We were dating, and his mother was a big, yard saler at the time. And she would just go to yard sales all over the place. And I just kind of got intrigued by a lot of the deals that she got. Now, my mom would take us to yard sales when I was a kid, but it was out of necessity. Like, we were, getting those things like clothes and shoes and stuff to sustain ourselves. But really, my mother-in-law and the fact that she was buying some really cool things for some really cheap prices. And we just kind of heard about eBay. Mm-hmm. It was kind of new. I mean, it had been probably 5 years old at the time when we heard about it. And
wow, that's back in what, 95, 96, 97, somewhere around there?
Yeah. So we were coming in at 2004, and we just thought, well, this would be a cool little hobby to make some extra money. This would be cool. And over the years, we just kept selling, and now we sell more and probably like to a better, like we sell more quality stuff now than we ever have.
But that actually makes me wonder, Gary, I know you told me before, remind everybody, when did you start reselling? What year was it? Do you remember?
Oh, wow. Early 2000s. I was doing it mostly to just, make rent money, stuff like that. So, and it was just things I had around the house for the most part. And then I started doing like consignment stuff for people, asking them, hey, I'll sell that for you and give me a percentage of it and all that. And then I kind of just got into like the actual picking aspect of it.
I feel like you told me one time you were picking before picking was cool.
That's what I told people. Yeah. It's like I was drinking craft beer before it was cool too.
Wait, are we cool now?
Oh, everybody's cool now, but Rachel, when did you start it back then.
I feel like it had to have been about the time I was pregnant with Israel or I just had him. Cause it was like, you know, something I could do at home. So I guess about like 6 years, maybe 7 years ago.
Okay. Good deal. And picking was already cool when you started, right?
I mean, like, I'm going to do something that's not cool. I was in marching band in high school, and that was cool.
There you go. There you go. Well, Deborah Baker is here. I'm not a reseller, but I have a question. Thank you, Deborah. Why do so many resellers not have their eBay store links posted in their info pages on their YouTube channels? I want to start. Don't judge this video by its cover. Okay, we had a little bit of technical glitch. I didn't have time to fill in the details, but I will after the show is complete. But why do so many resellers not have their eBay store links posted in the info pages of their YouTube channels? I don't know, Deborah. I'll be honest with you. I post my store link in my videos. Do y'all? Daniel, do you post yours?
I post in all of my videos, but Deborah really raises a good point. She's talking about the actual info page, which I guess I need to put it on there because that's like, if mine's not already on there, it's a really good spot for your eBay partner network link. Because if I link to my store, even if someone goes to my store through my link, it's an affiliate link, and they just want to see like, what's Rachel Strickland selling? What did she actually sell this week that she didn't tell us about? Or did she sell everything she said she did? I don't care if you're going there to be nosy or to actually buy something. Everything you buy over the next 2 or 3 days, I get a commission on it. So my link is out there for everyone to click on.
There you go. Well, that makes me want to go out and look at my about page on YouTube because I truly don't remember if I specifically put it on that particular page myself or not. But
I think it's because some people aren't transparent with their sales too, though, and with their listings. Like, they don't want you to see all their stuff, maybe.
Is it technically able to be done in that space on YouTube? You know, like, does YouTube give you the technical capability to put a link in that space on the about screen? I don't know. And I can only imagine that's why mine's not there.
Yeah. Mine is there.
It is? Okay. That answers that question. About.
Yeah.
Good deal. Hey, Pokemon Dennis has a question. All my eBay listings are buy it now, best offer. Is there any way to automatically set that like a template? Trying to lower all the clicking when creating listings. Ooh, that's a really good question. And I don't believe there's an answer to that, unless the answer is just no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you can set up a template, but that template is going to have its own category. And unless you list primarily in the same category, you're going to be actually clicking more to erase everything else off of your template. Like, that's only two clicks, though. Buy it now and then accept offers. But I get you. I wish it was that way, too, because I'm the same as Pokemon Dentist. Mine are all that way.
Yep. Gary and I were fighting with that last week. Go for it, Gary.
I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the old template, like, basically you could unselect best offer and it would default to that on your next listing until you reselected it. I believe that was the way. I don't know what it's like on the new template. I haven't used it enough. But, you know, yeah, the new template has some interesting variations to it. Yeah. let's just say it.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would like, Danielle, would you prefer to have like a minimal template set up to help you speed up your listings if it was able to be done?
I sell so many one-off type items. I honestly do not use templates or templates. So it's kind of useless to me.
You like to keep it fresh and make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's with every scenario, huh?
But like, exactly. When even listing vintage, Danielle, you're going to come across something like me listing 462 cookbooks. Girl, I set up a template.
I bet you did. I haven't had that situation yet, Rachel.
You're not as stupid as I am to buy 462 cookbooks.
That was smart on your part, though. But
okay. It worked out, right? I think, honestly, I would like to be able to save certain things for the next listing, right? To Gary's point, the buy it now option versus the auction option. I always list on mobile, and I do promote the minimum 2%, but I have to reset it for every single listing. So things like that, that is repetitive and is it stays consistent across every listing, I would love to just be able to set it as a default, but I don't think there's an option for you, Pokey Dentist. I'm sorry about that, buddy. Sunny Las Vegas is here. My eBay is in my description and still get questioned if I have an eBay store link. So it's okay. So I'm going to make sure I put mine in my info tab as well.
And good, make sure it's an EPN link, Adam.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
It's so simple. Go to EPN, you sign in with your eBay credentials.
Oh, you know what? I got that confused with the Amazon affiliate link. But yes, no. I do have an eBay affiliate link. But Amazon affiliate link, no one ever clicked on it, so I keep getting canceled.
make the link to your store an eBay affiliate link. There's no sense not to.
Yeah, the ones in my videos are definitely one of the eBay affiliate links. Good advice, Rachel. Good advice. Bearded PokeTuber says, some big YouTubers might not want a bunch of people window shopping in their store, and that hurts their metrics by looking and not buying.
Daily Refinement always said that that's why he didn't post his, but there's a lot of mystery around his channel and store. So
are there any analytics that any of you know of around?
I mean, like your click through rate, I guess, but I don't get, I am in really, really enjoying educating people. And if someone becomes educated by even looking through my store, so be it. Like, I just don't think it's going to hurt a thing in the world for me to hand out my information to everyone. I'm super transparent when it comes to reselling.
And Danielle, you post your links, so you don't have any issues, right, with anybody just coming in window shopping on your store, right?
No, I don't have any problem with that. But I do want to look more into what Rachel said, because I don't have it set up like that.
Yes, girl, set it up.
Link through eBay.
EPM. Is that what you call it? EPM?
Yes, it stands for eBay Partner Network. It's 100% free to sign up, guys. You're approved the same day, and you sign in with your eBay credentials. And every time that someone's like, hey, do you have a link to that tripod that you used in your video? Go find it on eBay. Make a link real quick and send them that.
There you go. There you go. And hey, if you got a second, Rachel, see if you can find a quick sign up EPN link that we can drop in the comments real quick.
Yeah.
So Danielle, I was watching one of your recent videos where you were reorganizing your basement, and I see you're in that space right now. So I work out of my garage. I'm curious, is that your one and only eBay space that you use, or do you have another place in the house that you take photos or something like that? Is it all set up right there in your basement?
It is right now for me, but occasionally I will, because I just use two white foam boards, and I will take that occasionally up to my kitchen and sit it on my, like, right underneath of the best light that we have in the house, which is like the kitchen light above my table. And so I'll just set it there. And I list a lot of, I shouldn't say I list a lot of, but I love old photos and I like to list those. So whenever I get them coming through, that's something really easy that I can list when I'm doing other things up in the main floor of the house, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is my main area. And I'm saying this now, it's my main area. It used to be all over the house.
Yeah. You consolidated it to one location.
Oh, gosh.
Like, did your family like get onto you and be like, you gotta get this crap out of here?
Well, it just starts to feel really congested, and it just, it just ends up always feeling bad.
Feels like you're waking up at work every day.
Yeah,
girl, I hadn't even brushed my teeth this morning. I hadn't even had coffee. I'm standing there in my pajamas going through the worst buy of my life, by the way, going through this in the living room. And I'm like, wait a minute. You literally have not even started your day, and you're stop what you're doing and go wash your face.
Yes. Pretend like you're actually going to work, Rachel. Get dressed. Right? Treat your business like your business, Rachel.
Oh, wait, real quick. Speaking of taglines, look whose merch I'm wearing tonight. I'm not angry. Hungry. I'm just passionate.
That's Profit Monster. That's awesome. That's a good one. So I haven't seen that shirt yet.
That looks awesome.
It. It's on his eBay.
I'll go look for it.
You know his little crazy guy that he is holding a disc. You know that, right? For disc golf.
Yeah, he sure is.
There he is.
Yeah. Speaking of, just real quick, I'm going to drop this out there. Danielle's got some things she wants to give away. Here. So y'all better hang out all night, because you never know when that might happen. You might hear a shotgun blast. You might hear a bell. You never know.
We didn't explain the shotgun blast.
That's all right. They can stay out of the joke. It's just an inside joke.
Infer what you want, guys.
I just changed my Linktree eBay like to EPN. So Linktree EPN. Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. All your Linktree links can be EPN. Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, because I just think it's so weird. Not, no offense against anyone that does this, because maybe they shop Amazon and they pay better. I don't really know because I don't shop over there. But I think it's crazy that we're eBay sellers who link to Amazon for our lighting and our backdrop. I'm like, no, I want people to shop on eBay. I don't care if you ever shop on Amazon because I don't sell over there.
Yeah.
Like all of those links should be eBay links.
I guess that's true. I had Amazon links because I buy all of like my cardboard and stuff from Amazon, and I thought
makes sense if you shop there.
If I pack up golf and I put it in a video, and I pack up electronics and I put it in a video, and I can push them through the links to help them out. Colin's on the move is here. Hit that like button, she says. Smack it, slap it. Get that likes. We like it. All right. Okay. So Danielle, what is your number one absolute favorite category? You can't say vintage. What's your absolutely number one favorite category to shop, pick, hunt, and resell?
Well, just because you said I couldn't sell say vintage, I guess I have to say toys. Toys have been really good to me, you know, especially vintage toys. But
there you go. That's why I said you can't say vintage because there's so many vintages, everything. You got to narrow that down a little bit.
True. Tell us about the recent vintage toys have been the best to me.
Tell us a quick story about your recent vintage toys that you sold for quite a few $100s.
Yeah. So those were, if you're talking about the little Aurora slot cars that I sold about, I don't know, a week and a half ago or so.
Oh, I was actually thinking about the gym.
Me too. That wasn't even what I was thinking about.
So, okay. Both of those things sat in my death pile for a long time. Let's just say the gym, little high heel shoes, and the Aurora slot cars sat in my pile for, I hate to say, more than probably 18 months or so.
Rachel won't admit it, but she's got a death pile too. We're all guilty. Go ahead.
I have a pretty expensive death pile, apparently. I keep finding these things that's like this big and they're worth, you know.
Sounds like a
grocery cart full of stuff. So the Aurora slot cars that I recently sold, one of them sold for $395 and the other one sold for $350. And
I've got good
feedback on both. And I'm happy. I got good feedback on my gym shoes, but that was kind of a surprise to me, the gym and the holograms, because I really wasn't familiar with it. Looking back on it, I do remember this doll being bigger, like facial features and bigger body and stuff like that than Barbie, but I never had one myself. And so I don't know, it was just a good learning experience for me because I started digging into gym. And so now I know a few more things to look out for when I'm out there.
How did you identify them? Is it written on the shoes? Was it a bucket full of stuff you knew was all gym and the holograms related? Did you use Google Lens? How did you identify them?
Thankfully, there was a comb in there, a little comb that looked like a pick, and it was about this big. There were probably about 6 or 7 of them in there, and they said gym on them. So they said J-E-M. Mm-hmm. And so thankfully that happened, because I mean, otherwise I would have just typed in like larger than Barbie shoe or something like that in Google. Yeah. But it just shortened my search a little bit because of the comb being marked. So that was kind of cool.
I would have thought they were Bratz, because weren't they split up the back? Or I would have thought, I guess not Bratz, but I would have thought they were something else, but I'm so glad that you identified them correctly.
The shoe you think was split up the back?
Maybe they weren't. Maybe I didn't read the view.
No, they weren't split up the back.
Well, it's good that you had that little comb in there. Otherwise, it might have just gone for pennies.
Yeah.
Without being able to accurately identify.
Right. I sold the 6 combs together for like $30.
Sweet. Yeah. I never was into gym and the holograms, but a couple of girls in elementary school were when that was out. And I remember that big hair days and all that good stuff. Man, they were only around for like a year or two.
They really put me in the mind of like Barbie and the Rockers, really. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't know, to be honest with you. No, I never did Barbie.
Can I tell you a little story about the car that sold for $395 real quick?
Please, Please do.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I learned something that I'm never going to do again in my reselling ventures. Okay,
what's that?
This is my advice to you guys too. I reuse a lot of boxes. Family members give me boxes. I just, anywhere I can get an empty box, I take it. So when it came to shipping that car, I thought, well, I'm going to double box this so it, you know, just arrives safely and everything. It was in a little plastic case. So I wrap it in bubble wrap, stick it into a mattress air pump box that's about this big, and it's Intex from Walmart.
Okay.
And stick my car down inside, tape that up, put it inside of a reused Walmart box. The guy messages me like as soon as he gets the package and said, I want my car or I want my $395 right now because I received a mattress air pump. I was like, oh my God, you set yourself up for like a scam here. What is why did you do that? Why? So I'm never, ever going to use another product box again for shipping, whether it's inside a box to double it up or not.
Wow.
Okay. So I immediately go and, you know, send him some messages that are very polite saying I reuse boxes for the environment. I respectfully ask you to open the second box and your car will be found inside. And I got a little nervous because I didn't hear from him for like hours and hours after.
He was licking his wounds from feeling so stupid.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, when you first told the story, I thought maybe you forgot to take the air pump out and put the car in.
And that's the other thing. I thought, oh my gosh, if this guy presents an air pump next to it and sends it to eBay or something to try to scam me, I sent it first class. So it was less than a pound.
Okay.
So
wait. Did you add insurance?
What's that?
Did you add insurance?
No, I shipped this thing first class, so I was freaking out.
Yeah.
You sent a $300
$395
first class, and you didn't add insurance.
Ooh. Even all these years later, Rachel, I still make mistakes. I'm still human.
Lesson learned. Yeah, for everybody in the chat, you know.
All right, finish the story. Did you find it?
I should have sent it priority mail. But anyway, it got shipped to New York. This is where the guy lived, okay? So he messages me at 12:30 at night after I had already called eBay and kind of just made my case. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
That was a smart move, by the way.
But this is what the guy says, and there's actually his car is inside. And I don't know what he's trying to pull here, but I kind of went on like, you know, I've got 18 years of business with you guys. I've got 100% feedback. And I just want you guys to be on my side with this, you know, basically. And they were like, okay, we'll wait for the buyer to reach out to us or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he messages me at 12:30 at night and said, yeah, the car was there whenever I got home and opened the box. So I'm assuming like a kid sent him the picture or his wife, or that was what he was claiming anyway.
Video doorbell. He just saw UPS dropping off on the front porch.
The box.
Yeah, he still got a
nose. All's well that ends well.
Whew.
I got good feedback.
You had me nervous there. I'm glad that had a good ending.
Oh, it was one of the worst nights I've had in a while.
PokeTuber, what are some items you picked when you first started reselling that you now pass every time? Danielle, you take this first.
Oh, goodness. I was kind of one of these people, I would buy something no matter how large it was.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, things would get ahead of me. Like, I can't even think right now. One time I sold I bought a bicycle for $20 because it was selling for like $120 on eBay. Like,
right.
I just don't pick up things like that anymore. Like things that are heavy and big. Like I can do big. Like I'll buy a blow mold any day, you know, that I know that I can make several $100.
Those are light.
Yeah. So I try to stay away from things that are, you know, not going to make me at least 10 times the profit that are too big and heavy. So that's sorry, right. I don't have a specific thing, but yeah.
Mine would be those Under Armour compression shirts. those were some of the first things I ever used to flip, because I started with men's clothing, and they were $2. Like, Goodwill sold them like t-shirts for $2. Mm-hmm. Somehow they started selling them for $5 and $6. Don't get me started on that. But they would sell. Like, everybody wanted those Under Armour compression shirts, and especially the ones we got around here from Fort Benning, because they were tactical colors. They would flip fast too, mm-hmm. but they died out. Nobody wants them anymore, or they're too cheap, or they're oversaturated on eBay. So I pass them up every time now. Never even give them a second glance. Hmm. Gary, Rachel, you got one of those items like that?
Go ahead, Gary.
Columbia fishing shirts.
But those are dead too. PFGs.
Yeah, but you remember back in the day, it's like, you know, you would walk into Goodwill and these Columbia fishing shirts were like $3 a piece. And this is when they were popular. And we'd flip them for $30, $35. And, you know, they were everywhere. But yeah, now I see them, and I mean, unless it's like a dirt cheap price, you know, I kind of pass them over myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to echo what you guys are talking about with clothing, because like J. Crew, unless it's Black Label, even some Free People, that's basic, Talbots, Anne Klein, like all these kind of like mall brands that were oddly enough on people's BOLO list, which you should never pay for. I didn't pay for one, but they were on everyone's list. Like, they're on everyone's list. So the market is oversaturated. I don't pick that crap up anymore.
That's a good way to look at it. You know, playing devil's advocate, they say YouTubers give all the ideas, therefore it oversaturates the market, and then we have to change. But that's why we keep making videos.
Yeah. A chicken or egg type thing, right?
Yeah. Scott's in the house. He says, I think I'll just lurk and not talk too much.
Yeah, like right.
Do. I don't believe you, Scott. Not at all. Not at all. And neither does Sonny. He's laughing at you, in fact. So, oh, look, he's already talking. I tried not talking. It didn't work. Hey. So, good deal, good deal, good deal. So, what is toys what makes up the takes up the majority of the items in your eBay store, Danielle? The vintage toys? Or would it be a different category? Even though that may be like your favorite thing to pick, what's your bet? What category fills your eBay store the most?
I don't have an answer for that. I'm such a variety store.
Okay, that's fine. I get the feeling you're like a lot of vintage. Like, you really look out for vintage stuff. Like, whatever the case may be, you like the vintage stuff. I came across a cigar box at a yard sale. They wanted $20 for the cigar box, and inside were original photos from like World War II era. It was military related, family related, kids' school pictures. Dogs on the front porch, that type of thing. And it just caught my interest. I thought, $20 is worth the lesson, if nothing else. I've been told I've got some really good stuff in there, but I haven't done anything with it because I don't know it. I don't know how to list it. I don't know the key words to use. So
I can't believe they sold it. Like, that's almost kind of heartbreaking to me. That sounds kind of heartbreaking.
I didn't ask them if it was with their family or not. They could have gotten it in something else.
I hope so. Themselves. I really, really do, you know.
Yeah. So. I love buying stuff like that.
Is that the you like those pictures? You got a lot of pictures in your eBay store?
Yeah.
What's that word?
Yeah. What's that?
Ephemera.
Ephemera.
Yeah. People, when it wasn't only maybe 2 years ago. I that was Greek to me. I was like, I heard that word. I had no idea what it even was.
Danielle sells a lot of photos. She's one of the resellers that I get excited when I find photos. I'm always thinking about Danielle when I buy them. But I know two of the keywords that I use a lot, and maybe she has some, is found photo and snapshot. Those are two, especially if they're just like basic everyday candid photos, write found photo. And for some reason that really pulls people in. Do you have any that you put on basically all of yours, Danielle?
Snapshot's a big one. And
I just wrote the keywords down. They're going to be in every listing I do.
Everyone. That's one that you'll make a template for too.
Yeah. And I definitely
breeze through like 100 of them.
Media mail every time. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Snapshot is a really good one. I have a couple photos right here that are really cool that, I've never seen them with this thing on the bottom. It's just kind of like an extra picture that you would have gotten.
I'm going to make it a little bit larger. Show us.
But I have like a whole slew of them.
Wow. Like,
hold it up a little bit higher.
Oh.
There you go.
This is there's just like a whole slew of them. It's just like a bunch of little kids on the on the porch of the same house.
Aww.
But I just thought they were adorable. So I might group a couple of them together.
That's really cool. I've never seen that either, but this cigar box all is the only thing I've ever seen. Do you still find items around the house that you sell? That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, we still, when we go through, you know, we find ourselves going through our winter closets every year. You know, the kids are constantly growing. They're 14 and 16. So I had gotten rid of winter coats. They're at a standstill right now for growing, but, you know, that kind of stuff, like coats, winter things, just things sometimes, you know, I've heard other people say this, and this happens with just about every reseller, like you'll decorate with something that you have that's vintage for a while. And then if somebody gives you what you're asking for, it comes off the wall or, you know, that kind of thing.
When we clean out our house, the good stuff goes on eBay. Like, and if it's not worth it, I don't even have my own yard sales anymore. What about you, Rachel? Do you, when you do your spring cleaning, you the same way or what do you do?
Yeah, especially like Israel's only six. So as we cull through toys, I'm like, don't you want to save up to get such and such? Like fill this trash bag and I'll list his toys, you know, for him. But what Danielle said, like if I love a picture, but I also would sell it, it's $85. You have to buy it off my wall. But more than once I've taken pictures off my wall and I'm like, I'm kind of sad to see this go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you had a yard sale? You hosted your own yard sale, Gary?
There has been one time. I despise hosting yard sales. I hope my wife can't hear me right now. I absolutely despise doing yard sales. You wake up early in the morning, yet people want to give you a quarter for things. You leave with $100 after spending all day. No, I'll give her $100 to not do the yard sale, you know. So that's just me. I'd rather donate it and it can go to a better place, you know, that way. You know, that's just my thought. You know, your mileage may vary.
What's up, Drew Strickland's in the house. He says, what's up, resellers? I tried to host a community yard sale by printing off something on 4x6 labels in my label printer and then putting it in everybody's mailbox on my street. And my community has two streets and then a creek that runs between the two streets. And we're kind of out here. We're not like in the city, in the middle of the city. So I figured if we got more people involved, it would make it, you know, more people would want to come to it, right? Well, the post lady took every single one of them out of the mailbox.
That's a federal offense. That's a federal offense. Yeah. When you said that, I was like, does he know? I thought you were going somewhere else.
I saw your eyes light up. I knew. I was like, Rachel knows where I'm going.
You cannot do that.
Well, I had no idea. I'm like, well, how in the world am I supposed to communicate with my neighbors and friends? And
you guys don't have a neighborhood Facebook page? Doesn't everybody have one of those today? Really?
It's a small neighborhood with like 25 houses.
Our neighborhood, I mean, it should be more close-knit than if that's the case. Yeah, your Facebook page. Just
that's hilarious that she took them out. Did she bring them to you and like scold you about it?
Nope, she did. She brought them to me. She said, apparently you don't know this, but you can't do that. She gave me the pile of the whole, all the notes back to me. And I was like, well, thanks for letting me know. I'll come up with another way of doing it. But anyway. Kind of dampened my plans there. But
you have one of those neighborhood yard sales where it's just y'all in this like very tight knit area. Y'all just going to buy each other's stuff. And now you haven't really gotten rid of anything. You've just traded it around.
That's what I would do.
That's a community swap, like an office swap.
That's right. Swap meet. Yeah.
Collins on the move says, I have some vintage magazines that are not selling. Should I take them apart and sell the insides instead?
If you have a lot of time, Chrissy. That's what I say. Otherwise,
what would you be looking for? I'm not familiar. What would you be looking for inside the magazines?
There are so many ads. There are so many ads, like automobile ads, hygiene ads from back in the 50s and 60s. I don't know what year they are.
Did they used to put cigarette ads and cigar ads and stuff like that?
Yeah, of course. Anything that you can imagine that you could consume back then, you know, alcohol. Tobacchiana or, you know, hygiene, anything like that. I mean, there's a collector for just about everything. I wouldn't personally separate them out like that unless you had a lot of time and you're really, because they're going to be like a long tail sale when you do that probably. Mm-hmm. That's just my take on it.
Hey, Cha-Ching King just described to Gary. What's up, Cha-Ching?
Thank you.
Good job, buddy. You're not gonna regret that at all. He's got some awesome Jeep footage he's got going on there. Let's see, Jeffrey, Jamestown Baseball Commissioner, new name for me. Hello, everyone. Thanks, Jeffrey, for stopping by and hanging out with us. Let us know, Jeffrey. With are you a reseller or are you just you know, you just came across this by chance?
I used to see Jeffrey and Donatella Bottolino's chat, so I think he is a reseller.
Good job. Okay, good deal. Good deal. Good deal. Christy says, I usually find a bunch of stuff when I decorate for Christmas. I pull it out and I realize I don't want it, so I sell it. So that's when she has her yard sales, is when she's putting her Christmas decorations out in the yard. That's actually a good yard sale to be at. I would go to that one because that stuff will flip fast, right?
Yeah.
Jeffrey says, just let you know, I just started following you on Instagram, if that's okay. I ain't gonna complain. That's great. Thanks so much. Appreciate you, Jeffrey.
It's more like if it's okay with you, Jeffrey. Like, yeah.
You know, sure what you signed up for?
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. You might be unfollowing in a week or two. We'll find out. Cha-ching Scott says, is it just me or does Gary have a radio announcer's voice? If I had a dollar. Right?
We used to play a game whenever that happened where Gary would read hip hop lyrics.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. Yeah, maybe we'll bring that back.
Scott says, I sound like a third grade school girl when I record myself. Oh, no. I don't think so. Not at all, Scott.
No.
Love your videos, man. Love them. Maybe fourth grade, Drew says. It is at the 8:45 mark. I know we started a little late, but we're having a blast here. I think it's time to play a little game. It's a game we've never played before. Not sure how it's going to go, but it's going to be awesome, awesome fun. It's called Never Have I Ever Reseller Edition. Okay, so the way this is going to play, I'm sure everybody's played Never Have I Ever, but this is a family show, so we're just going to do the old, you know, all three of you have to hold your hand up and hold five fingers up. And I've got about 15 different Never Have I Ever scenarios I've written down. And if you match one of them, you got to put a finger down and then maybe talk about it or tell your story about it. But I may run out before everybody puts a finger down. So I want everybody also in the chat, when you see what's going on and you get into the game, throw some of these Never Have I Ever scenarios in the chat and we'll go to yours if we run out of mine. All right. So I don't have an intro for it, sadly enough, but we're going to go ahead and get started. So everybody, hold up your five fingers. I'm not playing. I'm the host. All right. I don't have any particular order. These are just as they came to my brain, and my wife helped me come up with them too. So never have I ever sent a first-class item in a priority box or an envelope. Anybody done that? No? Okay. Never have I ever charged free shipping but canceled it because it ended up being too much to ship it after all. No. Oh, Gary just dropped
I think I did
thumb.
That like once back in the day.
There you
guilty.
Go.
Guilty.
There you go. Guilty. Never have I ever used a free USPS priority box to ship with UPS or FedEx.
Box and box for sure.
I cover it with brown paper if that helps.
Well, you know, if that makes you feel better about it. never have I ever overcharged way too much for shipping and kept the difference.
Anybody? What define way too much?
You would know it. If you're guessing it, if you're second guessing yourself, it's probably way too much. You probably need to put a finger down. All right. So Rachel's down to three fingers left. Okay. Never have I ever sold an item for a loss.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Has anybody done that? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everybody.
Never have I ever. Ooh, this is a bad. This is tough. I don't want to. Oh, if your fingers go down on this one, we got to question your morals. Never have I ever swapped tags in a store in order to make the item cheaper.
I think it's pretty much theft at that point, yeah. Isn't it? Maybe to a crime here.
never have I ever removed a tag in hopes to get a better price. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never have I ever taken one item out of a larger bundle in order to negotiate a single price for that item. No, I did it. I'll admit I did it with golf club head covers once.
Yeah.
If the thrift store bundled like a whole bucket of something together and you saw one thing in there you wanted, you pulled it out and asked them if they would sell it separately.
I've never done that, but I've had a buyer ask me if I would separate a lot before because they just wanted to buy one thing. But I usually say no because I've already done the work.
Yeah, I say no to that as well. All right. So who's winning so far?
Is Ty having more fingers up? Or,
yeah, last person to have at least one finger up wins. OBX Picker says, I have done that. So he gets the game. Scott says, oh, heck yeah, I tell them, but I don't mind asking them to do that. I think that's about the removing item.
Yeah, the unbundling thing.
Never have I ever not disclosed a defect that I found while taking the pictures of an item.
Oh, no.
I would say does accident count?
By accident counts.
Okay.
All right, by accident, yeah.
Well, right, accidentally. I only got one pinky up.
Okay. That's the point of the game, though, Rachel. Never have I ever lost an item that I resold. Come on. Everybody's guilty of that,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I had to process it.
All right, so Gary and Danielle, you still got one finger up. Okay. Never have I ever sold it again. Because I forgot to remove the listing. That would have been bad.
What do you mean, like, sold something and you didn't realize you had relisted it? I'm probably guilty of that. Yeah.
Never have I ever, never have I sold it again.
Things get relisted, like, and you don't know how. I don't know. That has happened to me before.
eBay glitches out, doesn't it? It gets us all. Yeah. Well, Gary wins, man.
Wow. Good job, Gary.
Good job, Gary. And then the last one, which I think I'm always guilty of, never have I ever talked about reselling at the Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. That bores everybody out.
Or every dinner ever. Right. I like Christie's. She threw one out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's it say?
Where is it?
No, up above that. Mom's Closet, Texas.
Oh, here we go. Never have I ever found dirty underwear at the thrift or the bins.
I had someone donate a bunch of stuff to me. And it was like their personal stuff, and I'm going through it, and thank God in this jumper, it was inside out, and I saw the crotch, which led me to look at the crotch of everything, and not everyone, some people go commando, that's all I'm going to say, half that stuff.
Was half this like a close friend or family member?
Yes, I had a difficult time looking at her after that, because this stuff was dirty, I was not going to wash it.
It was like a race
track.
Oh
my gosh. Like,
wow. You are on the inside on that one. Like, you
I had
know
some stuff already listed. Did, and I had to go back and check the crotch of everything. This is
that's hilarious.
I do buy clean and fresh underwear when I see them at the
Like store. Out of the package.
Yeah.
Do you resell underwear out of the package? Does it sell? Is that a good pickup? I've never
If they're vintage, I've sold vintage granny panties before, like the big sheer ones.
I've heard those fetch, but I mean, as a guy, going through that section.
And you have a really popular video on her channel about that. That's like one of the first video of hers I ever watched because you were on a road trip when you picked those up, right?
We were in Florida and it just felt like it was just like a weird thing that happened. And it was just really cool. One of the dirtiest thrift stores I've ever been in. Sorry, but this three pair of brand new like 1950s underwear was there for $1.50 each, so I picked them up.
Yeah, did you pick them up knowing they were gonna fetch great money, or just they would take fetch money? Like, did you already know?
I thought maybe like $20 or $30 a pair.
I'm just reading the chat.
You're reading the same one I saw, Rich.
Uh-oh.
I was going to click it. And I was like, it's Adam's show.
Oh, man.
Did it go south? I'm not on that anymore.
I mean, it's honesty. It's honesty.
Benji, if you've never grabbed a wet handful of underwear.
That's the one.
Y'all, she texted me when that happened, and it was someone again that she knew that sent them to her. And she's like, "What am I supposed to do?" And I was like, "Girl, I've been here." She's like, "Do I wash it? I can't. I'm throwing it away."
I would go further than that. I would cut all ties and unfriend them on Facebook. I mean, I wouldn't
burn it. Yeah.
I don't. And if she came to you again, I'd be like, "No, I don't resell anymore."
So, Adam and chat, go to eBay and do a comp search on Vanity Fair vintage granny panties.
Vanity Fair vintage granny panties.
Yeah. Especially if they have the pillow tab on the back. Like pillow tab is
when it's just
pay your mortgage.
Yeah, it's just this little tiny square of material that they put in the back of their elastic band
where the seams meet.
And it's for whatever reason.
And the mushroom gusset. If it has a mushroom gusset is a keyword and a pillow tab.
Yes.
Forget about it. Pick them up.
Am I going to, it's like, is this a safe search for me to
right,
show?
Right, I know, right, yeah.
On...
It's like, it's going to show up in your history.
They might not be being purchased for safe reasons. And there's another keyword that goes with vintage panties. I'm not going to mention it because it really grosses me out. There is another keyword.
Mushroom gusset, wasn't it? Rachel?
is this what I'm supposed to be looking at?
Yeah.
Vanity?
Yeah,
go to,
do us a favor and go to highest and sold and everything.
Yeah, right, it's usually that sheer sold. Pair that was up there.
Let's go.
I guarantee you the highest ones had probably mushroom gusset, pillow tab is in there, and possibly the other keyword I'm thinking of that I hope it's not in there.
Okay. Wow, 200s, 250s.
Yeah.
Can't.
There's the
mushroom gusset.
Yeah, I ended up profiting about $650 between the three pair of panties that I sold.
Man,
that was pretty cool.
I just gotta say, I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna say I doubt these are being picked up to be worn. So let's just.
Oh no, you would be surprised, especially like that last keyword. They are to be worn.
That's nuts, man.
Will you send me that keyword on Instagram, please?
Yeah. Here, I'll put it in the private. Oh, you don't get the private chat.
Send it to me on Instagram. I need to know.
I get the private chat. You can put it in there.
I don't get the private chat.
We'll fix that. Okay. So, Danielle, let's do a giveaway.
Okay, cool.
All right. Since go to Instagram real quick. Send me a number 1 through 25. And then everybody in the chat, start putting the numbers in. And we don't have a number yet, so don't go yet. I'll say go. So, okay, I'm in Instagram. Danielle, go ahead and send me your choice of number. Hold on, Chrissy. Hold on.
Because it's like, I am going to win this.
I'm punching numbers.
All right, go. We got the number. I'm going to put it in the private chat for Gary and Rachel.
I saw the keyword too, Rachel. I remember that. Like,
all right, let's see. Yeah. After the word go, whoever gets it, keep going. It's 1 through 25. First person to get it or the closest when we cut it off. Keep going. Which one of the two items you want to give away, Danielle? Let them know what they're going to win.
We'll give away the bigger one first. So I just put it in the screen.
Yeah, just hold it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is it? Is it a Lego Dots board? Is that a board you hang on your wall?
It's a message board.
So cool.
It's called the Big Message Board. And if you look it up on eBay, it's worth about $25 to $40.
Keep going, guys.
50 of them,
50 of them currently listed, 50 of them sold. So.
Oh, that's a good sell through, right?
Yep.
Holy mackerel. So that is what you're going to win. And Danielle, do you want them to reach out to you through Instagram, whoever the winner is?
Sealed.
They're dancing around
it. I can't believe no one's got this yet.
I think I see it.
No.
I don't.
You don't see it right there?
No. Was that before you said? Oh, no. I didn't see it at all. Yeah, sorry, Chrissy.
Go is way up here. Let's make sure that it was the first one.
I didn't see that.
I didn't either. That
it kept jumping
fast,
though.
Yeah.
Good to have three sets of eyes on it.
I think that was the first one.
It looks like the first one to me. I'm scrolling through it as well. So
yeah.
All right, Chrissy, that's it. That's the lucky number 20. So Danielle, can she reach out to you through Instagram to work out the details to get it to you?
Yep. Yeah, hit me up on Instagram, Chrissy.
Good deal. All right. Well, Danielle, go ahead and start thinking about your next number, and we'll do the second giveaway in just a few minutes.
All right.
Let's see. Before we started doing that, I thought I saw a question up here. Here we go. It was Drew. That's what I want to say. The worst thing is finding a pair of underwear with poo in the bin, and then realizing you're at home in your laundry bin. Ba-dum-ching.
Well played, sir.
Don't encourage well, that type well of joke, okay?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I want to take this opportunity because there's a lot of names in this chat that I really sincerely appreciate being here tonight. And because there's so many new names, I wanted to make sure I told everyone here about the fundraiser that we're doing for the Gary Sinise program. Now, I have reached out to 11 other resellers, and we are putting together, we have put together a 2023 calendar, and we're calling it Studs of the Reselling Community. It's as humorous as what it is. It's just all fun and games, PG-13 rated. It's for the Gary Sinise program. If you have not heard of the Gary Sinise Foundation, they do awesome, awesome work for veterans, disabled veterans, the families of veterans, disabled, I'm sorry, I said that again. I meant to say first responders and their communities, and they do a lot of work for them. And they're a really good, great program. And everything we raise off this calendar will go to that foundation in the Christmas time this year. Last year we did it. Rachel, you remember that? We
did a 2-hour
live, and we raised over $1,500 in just 2 hours. So we're going to beat and exceed that with this calendar. Now, I have a little teaser for everybody. Take about 30 seconds and show you what you might get. Now, this is the only time you're going to see this because I haven't posted it anywhere else. So this is what's going to be in your calendar. There it
wow,
is.
Wow, that was cool.
There it is. There it is. Oh, thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
There's the link. Rachel dropped the link. The calendar costs $20 and a little bit of shipping cost in there. And there are other things you can do as well. If you wanted to not buy a whole calendar, you can just donate $5 to the cause. And with that, you can sponsor a day of the calendar. You just drop in the notes to me what day you want to sponsor and what message you want me to put on it. And then it'll be on everybody's calendar that buys one. There's also some larger options in there that some wonderful people have picked up so far. The bronze sponsorship, where you can sponsor a whole month for $100. You can get your logo and your YouTube or whatever it is, your YouTube channel, put on that month. And then everybody who buys a calendar will see it. There's also, if you wanted to, there's the silver sponsorship. If you have if you want to donate $350, you can have your company logo blasted big, bold, and bright on the calendar on a full page layout for kind of like advertising your company and donating the $350 to a wonderful, wonderful cause. So if this is something that just hits your heart like it hits mine, go out there and buy you a calendar. And remember, all of the profits go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. Danielle, what do you think about that? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that was really cool. And if everybody else is like me, because when I first heard about the fact that you guys were doing this, I was like, who's Gary Sinise? And then I looked him up and I'm like, it's Captain Dan.
Yeah, it sure is. It's Captain Dan. And he said that when he did all of his research to play that role is after the filming was complete. That's what made him want to do this. So
that's awesome.
Rachel makes a good point. Must order this week. Pre-order is over on November 15th. After that, you can order one, but you can't get you can't get your name sponsored on the month or on the day or anything like that.
Okay.
We're gonna cut off the pre-orders on November 15th. So don't miss out. Thanks, Lisa K.
I need to ask Rachel something. Did you push Drew off of that ladder for that picture?
We had a blast photographing that. I was his photographer. So, and I happen to think he looks really handsome in the picture, even though he's laying down.
I had to crop it and then twist it to not give away exactly that he was laying on the ground. Well, thanks so much, everybody who has ordered a calendar already. Don't miss out. Don't miss your chance and opportunity to get one for yourself. Oh, look, the orders are already rolling in.
Yay.
Thank y'all, everybody. All right. So we have gone through a lot of conversation with Danielle, and but the one thing I haven't asked you yet is, what is your story behind your YouTube name, Yard Sales and Dreams? I think everybody's got a story somehow, somewhere. What is your story?
It's kind of a short story, but okay. I don't know. I had watched Cocktails and Dreams probably for like the 20th time in my entire life. I don't know, during, you know, the pandemic and everything, and everybody's home. So anyway, I just seen the Cocktails and Dreams, and I was just thinking, I was really trying to think of a good name for my YouTube channel at the time. And I was like, oh my gosh, Yard Sales and Dreams, like in the total neon circular sign, just like that. And it was just, I knew it right away that that's what it was going to be. And I love yard sales so much, so it just fit perfectly. So.
Great inspiration.
Yeah.
Scott says, I just ordered this. Everybody better be clothed. It is a PG-13
no problem.
Calendar. I'll say that. But I think you just got to see a majority of the pictures anyway, right? So maybe he was buying it when I was playing the teaser and he missed it. Oh, no, Scott. That means you're going to have to replay this whole video again and find that 30-second clip and watch it. But thank you, Scott, for your purchase. I do appreciate that so much. Lisa K says, awesome organization. God bless our veterans. Yes, thank you so much, Lisa. Do appreciate it. Drew says, $5.55, $2.55, whatever you want to donate. That's right. You can there's a $5 option. You can put that in there as many times as you want to, up that quantity, but might as well get the calendar for it too, right?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, so let's do your second giveaway, Danielle. What do you think about that?
All right. I didn't send you a number yet. I didn't send you a number yet because I didn't know if you wanted to go beyond 25. You want to go to 50 this time, or is that too much?
Let's do it. Let's go to 50. Let's go to 50. So anywhere between 0 and 50, don't go and put it in there yet. Wait until I get the number from her. Okay, and go. All right, and everybody, you can put it in there. Y'all help me. I'm going to put it in the private chat. So the first person to get this number, we'll go until we see the number. Okay, there you go. All right.
This time you're playing for a disc, a glow-in-the-dark disc. Oh, yeah.
Tell them about it, Danielle. Glow-in-the-dark Frisbee disc, right?
This is a brand out of Texas. It's called Lone Star Disc, and this is a glow-in-the-dark Mockingbird, they call it. And this is a very lightweight. It's like 168 grams.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, look at there. We got a winner. Pokemon Dentist. Winner, winner, chicken dinner to the Pokemon Dentist.
Cool.
Good job. Good job. Good job. So I hope you like disc golf, or at least it's a good, is it a good one to resell? Has it got high resale value maybe? If it doesn't play?
Probably. I paid like $20 for it. So, I mean, you might get like $25 on eBay. I don't know. Something like that.
I think the fact that it glows in the dark is awesome. I would hang that on the wall. Freaks people out. Good job, Pokemon Dennis. Go ahead and reach out to Danielle on Instagram. Yard Sales and Dreams. And you can work out the details there as to how you will get your prize. Thanks, everybody, for playing that giveaway.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Danielle, thank you for bringing giveaways to the show tonight. I really do appreciate that. Very, 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 very much.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, everybody, we've had a wonderful evening conversation with Danielle, Yard Sales and Dreams. I will definitely put the link to her YouTube channel in the description down below once I'm able to correct that due to our technical difficulties at the beginning of the show.
Thank you.
And if you have not subscribed to her yet, please go out there and do so. Also follow her on Instagram too. Same name, Yard Sales and Dreams.
I put a lot of my what solds on there, like a lot of my sold things and what I'm
that's the number one reason why I personally like Instagram, so that I can look, read it, view it, scroll it. And my friend Drew, who's my social media BFF, sees my solds too. And then we can see what everybody else is buying and selling. And then we look for it too. So I think that's awesome. Yeah. Gary, what you got going on in YouTube? How you doing, man? You released another video this week?
Haven't this week. I've been busy with life lately. And believe it or not, I've actually ramped up my picking game a little bit more. And so that's kind of taken the place. I kind of have to weigh it against one or the other. So go on a Jeep adventure or go make some money, picking. So I chose the latter, and you know, I don't regret that. So
no, new videos are coming out soon. That's right. That's how you continue your Jeep adventures.
That's exactly right. So something has to put gas in that gas tank. So
yep. Cool.
Rachel, what's going on? What do you got planned for this week?
Oh my gosh, I have such an epic live tomorrow night. So if you guys hang out in my live chats every week, then a reoccurring guest in the chat is Trevor 10 Street Market. But he doesn't have a YouTube channel. He has a good Instagram for reselling, but I don't know that anyone's ever seen him. He's my guest tomorrow night. He and his wife, like, they got a babysitter and everything. So you guys have, yeah, come rag Trevor, 10 Street Market. And then on Friday, Let's Do Lunch podcast, our guest is Dave NC Picker.
Awesome. You got a really good week planned.
Yeah, it's going to be epic. You guys keep an eye on stuff.
Yeah, I actually I saw your list of asking on Instagram for a question you might want to ask Dave NC Picker. And I was going to say, you know, is he really that short? You know, that would be the question. Is he really that short? But I've seen him personally. So, yes, the truth is he really is that short. But.
He really is. He was saying in the podcast that his son is now a couple inches taller than him. And I was like, that's not hard.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? I'm the one to speak. I'm 5'6", so I'm right there at him. But he's short.
I once bought something from him, and I didn't even realize it.
It came from
Florida, and it said NC Picker on it when I got it and opened it. I sent him a message on Instagram. I'm like, do you live in Florida? Because I just assumed that he lived in North Carolina.
He just moved to Florida.
So he was like, yeah, that's me. I was like, oh, okay.
Small world. Well, yep. I do appreciate it, everybody. Make sure you subscribe to all of these fine folks that you see on the screen right now. We do appreciate you. And thanks again for coming out and hanging out with us tonight. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Y'all stay safe out there and have fun picking. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.